Democrats are concerned a well-intentioned bill could have negative consequences. Republicans say allowing privately funded projects to be exempt from prevailing wage will result in needed construction that government can't afford. Caught in between is a nonprofit group that wants to be exempt so it can build a shelter at a state park in Dane County. William Van Heeren is with Friends of Blue Mound State Park.
There are a lot of projects that are done without prevailing wage in this state. Are we going to have any? Zero or 100%? Where do nonprofits fall when they're doing projects?
The proposed law pertains to public works projects that are used for conservation, recreation, or education. Opponents say it opens up a loophole and could undermine the prevailing wage law for big projects like campus dorms. Kevin Lemire is with Steamfitters Local 601. He points out the prevailing wage is not union wage.
I think the prevailing wage law protects Wisconsin workers. It is a market-driven rate.
Republicans on the committee which discussed the bill say private groups that want to build public projects should not have to pay prevailing wage, which Democrats point out is relatively low right now because of tough economic times. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.